A few years ago, one of the kids in my online coaching program said to me, "Coach Rebecca, I wish we could just go to a gym and have you as our coach. We would all be so happy and so confident." And that warmed my heart, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, that would be the best." And that comment stuck with me for years. So now I'm going to do something about it. I am inviting gymnasts from all over the country to join me for the first ever Confident Gymnast Camp this August 3rd and 4th. This camp is all about breaking through mental blocks. So if you're struggling with a skill and you want me and my team to help you break through in real time, then check out confidentgymnast.com for details. Hi guys, on today's podcast, I'm talking to the athletes and parents who are having meltdowns and losing skills just days before the big competition. I know that we're nearing the end of the season for optional gymnasts and there are big meets coming and a lot of people are having meltdowns. So here are some quick tips to salvage that season. Welcome to the Perform Happy Podcast, where athletes and their support squad come to learn the secret weapon for sports success. I'm your host, Rebecca Smith. First, I was a scaredy cat gymnast, then a coach. Now I'm a sports psychology expert and a parent. Athletes, whether you're feeling stuck or you're having the best season of your life, I'm here to help you reach peak performance and maximum enjoyment. Hey everybody, it's me, Coach Rebecca. I wanted to hop on live because I am noticing a trend. I just had a mom reach out to me and say, "My daughter has been doing fine, and then now regionals is tomorrow, and she's lost all her skills. And this last week, skills are just down the toilet." I also had two or three clients this week who are in the same exact boat, where they're like, "Oh my gosh, she was doing amazing. She got all her skills back, and then now state meet is coming, and skills are falling apart." So it's like multiple people have been saying, like, "What's going on?" And one of these kids lost her skills right before state meet last year. I know so many kids who it happens because of a couple things. So I'm going to give you some tips here. Now I'm going to go into super detail for those of you who are already Perform Happy community members. On Tuesday, I always do a weekly group training with the athletes, and this is the topic: how to not lose all your skills, you know, or if you're having a freak out, how to stop it. But here is the basics. If you have had successes, which I guarantee every single one of your athletes has had success at some point this season, or maybe last season, or maybe two seasons ago, you might have to go back a while, but find an example of a competition where they did well. They were confident, they did their skills, they were happy with their results. Maybe it was last meet, maybe it was whatever, 3 years ago. Find an example of success. Then you go and you find clues. In Perform Happy, the foundation of all of our work that helps kids through mental blocks is building awareness. So the first thing you have to do is figure out, okay, look, what are the clues about what worked? So at that meet, at the beginning of the season, you might go, "Well, I wasn't really worried because it didn't count. It was just the first meet. And I was focused on what I was doing. I didn't really have a strategy. I didn't have a mental strategy. I just did the normal stuff. I went to sleep. I woke up. I talked to my friends. I just did what I was doing. I wasn't trying to be perfect because I knew it was early in the season and everything went great." So what I would do with that athlete is I would write down every single clue. Okay, the week before, I felt confident. I wasn't in my head. I wasn't trying to be perfect. I was focusing on just getting better. And the night before, I imagined myself do a couple routines, but nothing crazy. And then I just had spaghetti and went to bed. And then the morning of, so you go through, and everyone's going to have a different formula for their success. There's no one size fits all in mental training. But you look, "Oh, hi, Isabella." She says, "You've helped me so much. I can't thank you enough. Yay, I'm so glad." So then you're going to go through and go, "Well, right before I mounted the beam, I took a breath. I got up. I had positive self-talk. I was focused on my hands and I finished." So write down all of those clues. Then you're going to go to this less confident moment and go, "What has been my new strategy? What have I been doing?" And one of the girl I talked to this week from Australia, she was like, "Well, state meet is serious.
it's serious. It's much more serious and less fun. And I'm like, okay, is that strategy working for you? Having state meet be more serious? She's like, no, I lose my skills every year before a state. I'm like, okay. So on our list of strategies, we're going to look at the one that says, think the state meet is serious. And we're going to cross that right off because that strategy does not work. Right? And she's like, no, it doesn't. So you want to look at what are the strategies that you're using that are not working. For example, I have to be perfect. One girl lost her tumbling this week after having it back for 6 months because she was like, I have to be perfect today in practice. Then it sends this flood of stress through her body. Her brain goes, uh-oh, where's the tiger? Oh no, shut down, shut down. She goes to tumble. She can't tumble. What started the process? The thought of I have to be perfect. For this other girl, it's very serious. I have to do well. I must qualify for regionals. I need to get to nationals. I'm getting recruited. Whatever it was, that initial thought, that's one of the clues that you'll find is, okay, well, what was the thought that started the domino effect of stress that led my brain to think I was unsafe? So you go through and go, what did I do the week before? That's not working. What did I do the night before? That's not working. What did I do the day? What did I think immediately before I went and it didn't work? And you get another list of clues. So now you have a list of clues of the strategy that does work. Have fun, stay present, talk to teammates. What doesn't work, think it's serious, make it a big deal, overly focused, try to be perfect. And then you go, great, now I have more awareness. How do I build confidence? By stopping doing the strategy that doesn't work and go back to the strategy that does work. And your mind is going to want to wander over to the strategy that doesn't work and be like, it's important. I have to be perfect. This is really great. And then you go, no, no, come back, mind. Nope, we're just going to focus on the feeling of our legs right now. Nope, come back. We're just going to be present. We're just going to chat with our teammates. Come on back, brain. You don't have to be mad at yourself for going into that. Like, it's serious. There's pressure. But just catch it as quickly as you can and bring it back. And if you go and you blow it, let's just say this is not your best meet coming up. Is it your last one? I hope not. So you can look at it and go, well, this state meet is practice for next state meet. This one doesn't really matter. It's just practice for the next one. And if you bomb it, you're going to have a whole list of clues of what doesn't work. And if you do amazing, you're going to have a list of clues of what does work. And if you have an up and down performance, you're going to have all kinds of clues. So if you want to up-level your mental training right this moment, get yourself a journal and start writing clues. What works? What doesn't? And then you're going to come up with a strategy that works for you. And we have a whole course, a little mini challenge on exactly this, the mental, I think we call it the mental strategy, something like that, mental game plan. We have a mental game plan challenge in the Perform Happy community that actually walks you through this process step by step with a worksheet, with the whole thing so that you know exactly how to get in the zone for competition, whether it's the first meet of the season that's in your gym or it's the Olympics. You know exactly what you need to do mentally. Hope that helps. You guys reach out with any questions. I was that nervous kid. Happy to help. And I'll see you around soon. Bye.
Thank you so much for joining me for this week's episode of the Perform Happy podcast. If you're ready to unlock your maximum sport potential, head over to performhappy.com and join us. You'll be training alongside world champion athletes and Olympic hopefuls. And I will personally take you through my research-based system for overcoming fear and mental blocks, building confidence, and finding your flow. I'm Coach Rebecca Smith, and I'll see you next time.